What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Lakita Tanksley, also known as Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am one of your hosts of this fantastic podcast. I'm joined by my husband of 14 years. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, also known as Tank, also known as Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Marcus Ain't on the Book. That heifer, Tank of Tank's Riders, what else? Yeah, but that's about it. So this podcast is a weekly podcast that we do every single week. That's what weekly means. And we talk about any and everything. Everything from politics to family, kids, more family, what we like, what we don't like. These heifers watching us, which is you. These heifers listening, which is you too.
We want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors this episode. Absolutely. We got Helix,
Flamingo,
Every Plate, and Ritual. We've got four sponsors this podcast. We can't wait to tell you about all of them because all of them are equally phenomenal. And when you support them, you support our podcast. We also want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon that's in the building. Bam, 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 bam.
All of that. Oh, boy. Patreon, what's happening? If you hear us change direction or commenting on people watching and listening, that's who we talking to. We talking to our fabulous media family. That's our Patreon.
They get to, as one of their perks of being a part of our Patreon, they get to watch us do this live. We had an entire meeting with our Patreon before this podcast even started, telling them about some new things we plan on rolling out. And they are getting the inside scoop. Oh, man, I know you must be having FOMO. You know what I'm saying? Because you could have been a part of it. And you can for the low of $5 if you go to patreon.com/thatchickangel.
FOMO.
You don't know what that is?
Nah.
Fear of missing out.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta be YOLO or you gonna have FOMO.
Anyway. We usually start this podcast off with one of two segments. One is Tanksley Pride, where we talk about our four boys who we call our Tanksley Pride or something within the family. And the other is In My Feelings. Would you talk about something that's got us feeling some type of way, good, bad, and ugly? Angel.
I know. This is going to be a hard one. But you know what? I could
We got to follow up.
I know. That's what I was about to say. It could be still considered In My Feelings. Even though it's a Tanksley Pride story.
Yeah, kind of like last week. We got to mix it in. We got a follow-up from last week.
So my question to you is, because I'm going to give that as mine, do you have more stuff that's in your feelings or more Tanksley Pride stories for yourself?
I say we follow up. I think it'll take up just us talking about that.
But if it doesn't, which way you want to swing?
I'm trying not to leave a whole bunch of dead space here.
You'll decide. Do In My Feelings.
All right, In My Feelings.
What's got me feeling great? I lightly posted about it on my Instagram just before the podcast started. And for those of y'all who didn't watch our podcast episode called Emmy So White, we told you all the backstory of a situation that happened recently with our oldest son and the dean of his school talking to him cash crazy.
Yeah. Even if she wasn't talking cash crazy, it felt cash crazy to him, which makes it cash crazy.
Exactly. So as I had stated, I do believe the last podcast, yes, we had already tried to call to talk to her. The lines are terrible there. And then I had to pick my son up on Tuesday of last week. This is the dean, not the unlicensed teacher. This is the dean.
That chick. Oh.
I had to go pick up my oldest son, for his first COVID vaccine shot. So while I was like, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to get there early so that I can have a conversation with the dean and get this thing cleared up. So I walk into her office and there's like a huge lobby before you get into her office. And she has a student in there. And when I tell you, she is giving this student Law and Order SVU interrogation style.
You're going to give me answers, punk.
She's like,
clearing out the desk.
And she's like, I don't even know. She was like, let me tell you, if I get more eyewitnesses to saying that you were a part of this, I'm just, you know what? I had just, why are you even here? Okay? Why did you come in here to talk to me? Because you are just causing problems, right? And the guy's like, Mrs., and I'll just make up her last name, Mrs. Smith. Mrs. Smith, I'm trying to tell you, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. I'm sick and tired of this mess. And he was like, it's not even my drugs. It's his drugs. I don't know where he keeps them. It's his drugs. She said, why didn't you already tell me this? You should have already come into my office and inexplicably told me the first and last name. Okay? You should have already did it. And he's like, you don't understand, Mrs. Smith. She's like, just get out of my office, right? And I am over here like,
oh, so you want this heat?
I was like, now if she talked to my child like this, go ahead, call the cops.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are the police here?
Y'all going to call construction crew.
Are the police here currently? Because y'all going to have to pull me up off her.
Pull some permits because this office is going to need to get redone.
Now, mind you, Marcus is not there with me because he had to take the twins to go get their pictures at their actual school, not the stupid school that they go to now, but their actual school, and bring them back for them to finish. So she sees me after she dismisses the student. She said, do you need to talk to me? And I said, mm-hmm. And this is the day I had on that denim jumpsuit. So I'm over here looking like Love and Hip Hop. Like,
like she pulled up with a full credit score of 450 in a Range Rover.
Definitely pulled up in a Range Rover. So we sat down and I said, hi, my name is Angel Tanksley. I wanted to come and talk to you about a conversation you had with my son last week that he had me and my husband perplexed. And I said, my son said, this is what happened. And for you all who don't know, just go back to the old episode and you'll hear everything. I said, so first we want to clarify whether or not you said these things or if our son misinterpreted you, and come figure out why this misinterpretation happened, if that's the case. And so she was like, I'm gonna be honest, I probably said it. She was like, probably said that. She was like, I remember your son. And I do remember thinking when I saw him, there's no way this child did this. She said, and so she was like, it has been a nightmare. She said, I'm sure you heard me talking to that other student. She was like, these kids. And I said, oh, listen, I already know about this TikTok challenge. And I understand that managing 1,600 students has to be a lot. However, I need you to know my child's person, who my child is, his character, his personality, his temperament, so that you know how to communicate effectively with him, right? And she was like, no, I can tell you right now, I remember your son, and I remember him coming. That's when she said, I knew he hadn't did it. She was like, but I was going off of every single lead I was given. And she said, and a lot of times I struggle with, she said, as much as I want to be soft and maternal, I struggle with being that versus being stern with these kids. I said, listen, I've worked in middle school before and I know these kids will eat you alive. But again, this is about my child and what my child is like. I said, he is more likely to tell you exactly who did something than he is to do something. And I said, what you also need to realize is that my son has a respect for authority like no other. He cares about what authority thinks of him. So for him to have an authority figure tell him basically it doesn't matter if you did it or not, just because someone that he doesn't know says that he did it, he will be in trouble for it. That's not something that I or his father, you know, will tolerate.
On top of being a black woman.
I was like, and that's what I said, especially being that you are a black woman, I do not want my son to have any type of, stigma regarding black women and authority over him. And she was just like, I get it. She was like, well, I really want to apologize to you and your husband. Please tell your husband that...
I was supposed to be on speakerphone.
I called Marcus, but he didn't pick up.
I don't know, you know, tell her what I was dealing with. I'd be like, nah, hold up, let me talk to you.
And I've been like, hold on, Marcus. She's like, I apologize to you and your husband for handling the situation in that way. I said, actually, I need you to apologize to my son. And she was like, no problem. I will call him in from the... I said, perfect, because I need to take him to get his vaccine shot. So, yes, if you could just call him in and tell him to bring his stuff. She's like, will do. I was like, yes, thank you. And so she brings him in. He sits down. And because little Marcus knew I was coming to the school. He already knew what was about to go down. And so she was like, Marcus, I talked to your mom and she told me, she brought it to my attention that the words that I used with you last week were harsh and it made you feel as if you were being framed. And she was like, I should not have done that. And I want you to know that I recognize that you are a good student. Because I even brought up, I said, if you were to question any of his teachers from the sixth grade, I had his science teacher took time out of her day just to call me to tell me my son was a good person. Not just a good student, that he's a good person. And this is her getting to know him virtually. She was just like, you know, it's been a whole lot. She was like, but that's not an excuse. She's like, I just don't want you to ever feel like you can't come talk to me. She's like, you can. And she was like, and you can feel free to tell me anything. Or even if you need to tell me something anonymously, you can do that and we'll take care of it. Yada, yada, yada. Little Marcus was just kind of looking at her and not looking at her. And I was like, do you want to say anything to her? Is there anything you need to get off your chest? He didn't even look at me. He did the little, no, ma'am. I wanted to be like, boy, if you don't look me in my eyeballs. I was like, you don't need to say anything. And he's like, no. I was like, do you feel better now about this? And he was like, yes, ma'am. I was like, okay. And then she invited him. I didn't realize me and this woman have talked on the phone before. She invited little Marcus into this program they have at the school. It's a class just for black boys, but it would take up his elective and he auditioned for advanced theater. And I was like, I'm sorry, my son has worked way too hard to get into this program for advanced theater that I can't just take him out of it. I was like, he would be devastated, but he's excited about possibly doing it next year. And then she invited him to this other black scholars thing. And I was like, see, this is what I need to be hearing. I need to be hearing this. So it was good that it was good that she handled it in a way that did not rile either one of us up, because the next thing would have been Marcus coming to the school.
And I got time.
He's like, this is the year that I have time. Marcus would have been coming to school. I would not have held him back. I would have been like, go ahead, because they could have did better. They had a chance to do better and they chose not to. So we luckily, it ended really well. I'm not sure how much of this we can tell, but even our situation with Kai and getting his assessment done, it's going a lot better now than what it was.
Yeah. I had a conversation with that teacher.
It's not a teacher. It's an assistant principal. She is. And it's a man.
Assistant principal.
For his assessment.
I'm talking about his whack-ass teacher.
I said, we even have had some progress with Kai's assessment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to say what was said in Marcus's... So this, when I was dealing with the dean... Marcus ended up talking to the assistant principal at Sion Kai School. And it was a whole different... It's always a different energy when it's my husband.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start sending him.
Yeah.
But paperwork got signed, so we'll be able to get him scheduled for his assessment, which is great. So that has us feeling really, really good. Before we talk about what's got us feeling some type of way, we're going to tell you about something else that's got us feeling
phenomenal.
Woo, y'all.
Hey,
if you all tell you something. Haven't, there's a vlog that I put up where Marcus is unpacking this miracle mattress that we like to call, well, not we like to call, it's called Helix. And they are the first sponsor of today's episode. And let me tell you, Helix Sleep, their mattress, oh, it makes me so mad that I'm on the road that I only get this mattress like 3 to 4 times a week instead of all week. And my husband gets this mattress to himself. Mm-hmm. It makes me so angry.
I'm not mad.
It's so dope. We took a quiz because Helix has a sleep quiz that, or Helix Sleep has a quiz that you can take to let them know, like, what type of mattress you prefer, like firm, medium, soft, if you are a side sleeper, a back sleeper, a belly sleeper. Because the one thing that they know is that everybody sleeps different. Everybody's body is, like, in a different, like, you know, some people have back issues. Everybody's body is different.
Back issues, leg issues, shoulder. Yes. You never know.
So Helix wants to make sure that they pair you with the best mattress. That's what this quiz is about. So we got paired with the Midnight Lux Medium instead of firm.
Soft mattress. Medium, firm. We got the medium.
Right, because I can't do no soft. I don't want to feel like I'm sleeping inside of a cloud. And I can't do firm. I am not training to be a ninja. I need to have comfort when I wake up. Now, the feel of the mattress is amazing, but the part that I love the most is, I don't know if I'm perimenopausal or not, but I do know that my hormones are not still leveled out after having Amar, and I have night sweats. If I get too overheated, half the time I'm sleeping with not a lick of clothes on, because if I get too overheated, I sweat. And sometimes I don't even know if I'm getting overheated. I just be sweating. Well, Helix mattress is a cooling mattress. So y'all, sleeping on the second floor and having this whole like hormone issue where I be hot, having a cooling mattress is like having a guardian angel blowing on you cold air ever so gently as you sleep. Mm-hmm. It's just like, whoo, 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 whoo.
It's probably the ceiling fan, but yeah.
No, the mattress is what's keeping me cool through the night. Because listen, we didn't have ceiling fans before, and I still be sweating. But Helix is awesome. It's been awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ in Wired magazine. Helix has been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as the go-to solution for improving your sleep. Is there anything you wanted to add, babe?
Yeah, I love, well, when we was getting it, I actually got a little more information on the actual mattress, how it's made. So you know how you have those memory foam mattresses where it's just a big solid piece of foam? And then you have the spring mattress. Some people love or hate one or the other. This one is a mixture. It's a hybrid of both. So it has a spring core with memory foam on top. Mm-hmm. So you get the support from the spring, but you get the cushion of the memory foam. Yeah, that thing feels so good. I wake up in the morning mad that I woke up, but not really. You want to wake up, but man, I gotta get up.
I just want to lay here. So this is what we want you to do. Just go to helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you with a custom mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights, risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it. But you will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows to our listeners at helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Again, that's helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
And one more thing I just want to bring up before we close out this ad is that Helix does offer two different types of mattress. They offer the standard and the luxe. So, but both are premium mattresses with, yeah, like Marcus said, the springs for support and the memory foam for the plushness. That's really great because sometimes brands only offer top tier mattresses, but both are made with lower end materials. Yeah. But they're like, no, you're going to be good. You're going to get an incredible product with a more accessible price point. So thank you, Helix Sleep, for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Helix.
Okay, what's got you feeling some kind of way?
You know, ain't nothing too much got me feeling, but I did have a little bit of a moment. What was that? Sunday? Oh yeah, Sunday. A little road rage issue.
You gotta tell them this story. The fact that you haven't done the full story as an IG story.
Oh yeah, so
is killing me.
Real quick, I took the boys out because I had been like working around the house and doing stuff in the house all day Sunday. They just been in the house. So I said, you know what, let me get y'all out, ride around a little bit. So was that Sunday? Yeah, Sunday. Mm-hmm. So pat them all in the truck and we just riding. So one of the streets that we're going down is like three lanes in both directions. So it's six lanes all the way, but it's a median. But on both sides, depending on the day and the time, you're allowed to park in that far right lane. So being that it's a Sunday, you can park over there. So of course, what's that? When you get that issue, you have people that are constantly hopping into the right lane, trying to speed past as many cars as possible just to hop back over into the middle lane. And they doing this, I ain't really paying attention. We ain't got nowhere to go. We just cruising. So I know there must be a car on the shoulder coming up or on in that third lane because I see, you know, cars starting to speed up, you know, just to get past. So this Tesla, it's a Tesla SUV. He speeds up and he basically cuts me off, but it wasn't like aggressive. Like he wasn't that close to me, but basically he got close enough to where nobody could fit between me and him, you know? And I really didn't pay attention. I was like, all right, whatever. It's not like I had to slam on brakes or nothing. He sped up, got over and just kept going to the speed. But about that time I see this little white car, this little Nissan, speeding up beside me. He's trying to do the same thing. And I'm like, what I'm not about to do is slam on my brakes just to accommodate you. So I just keep cruising at the same speed. So he ends up having to slam on his brakes. And I know either he's going to speed up beside me and yell something, or if, you know, you're going to do something stupid, I really don't care. So as he's speaking by in his little bitty ass Nissan, I hear a boom. And I look and I can see a bottle. Like I kind of saw it at the periphery at the same time. Like he threw a bottle at the truck. I'm like, okay, you just made the decision for me to snatch you out the car and break your face open. Basically, that's what he just did. Because if my kid's in the car, I'm like, that's your ass. Mm-hmm. This is happening. What happens? The light turns red. So now he's stuck. He ain't got nowhere to go. But I don't know if he was actually going to make that turn, but he jumped over into the turning lane to make a left. So as I'm like merging over, because these lights out here, depending on the intersection, you're going to be sitting there for a minute. So I'm like, the Tesla was now beside me. I was like, hey, man, let me get over. So he's letting me over. Nobody knows what's happening. And as I'm starting to get over all the way, a cop is beside me. And I'm like, you know what? Instead of me possibly going to jail, getting assault charges, cracking this boy's face open, let me just let the police know, see what they do. So I'm like, excuse me. So they roll the window down. I'm like, hey, that guy in the little white Nissan up there just threw a bottle at my car. They was like, what? And I told them three times and they act like they couldn't hear me. And then when they did hear me, they kind of seemed like they were just going to brush it off. Like, oh, yeah. Because I was like, oh, okay. So I was going to keep getting over. They were like, oh, yeah. No, we got it. So they got in the turning lane. We eventually got up there. They got in the turning lane. So I get over behind them. And then they end up getting out of the turning lane, pulling up beside him. But the light is still green to go straight, but he's in the turning lane to make a left. So the cop is now blocking one of the lanes. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're definitely going to pull him over. So as turning light changes, they now go, they flip on the light. So, you know, they pull him over off to a side street, onto that street, and then another left onto a side street. So I pull up. So as they're getting out, they look at me. They're just like, just stay in the car. We're going to take care of it. I'm like, all right. So they up there. They talking to this dude for like 10 minutes. So I'm like, all right, I'm at least going to go look at the truck to see, you know, look at this dent or scratch or whatever. I don't care how small it was. He was going to pay for it. I'm like, paint the whole right side of this thing. I don't care. So as I'm getting out, there's a cop walking back and I'm like, you mind if I get out? He's like, yeah, please get out. So he's telling me, he's like, yeah, the guy, he actually, I told him what happened. He was like, yeah, the guy actually admitted to throwing a bottle. He said he was trying to speed up and get in front of you and you wouldn't let him over. So he got road rage and threw a bottle at your truck. He said that was his excuse. I said, well, you go up there and tell him that that little road rage instance almost cost him his fucking face.
Okay.
Because I, oh, mm, dang.
Okay.
25-16. I forgot. But that was my exact words to the cop. I said, tell him that little road rage incident almost cost him his effing face. I planned on snatching him out that car at the turning light and cracking his face on the ground. And he got caught. I was like, he was like, yeah, I see you got kids in the car. I'm like, yes, I do. I got all four of my kids in the car. He was like, he said, I get it. I understand. But just calm down. He's like, then he's telling me about all these road rage instances that's happening. I know you've seen it in the news and blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, he's about to fall a victim today. He was like, yeah, you never know who you're dealing with. You know, people have guns. I said, I'm a proud owner of many guns.
Why are you telling the cops?
Because I was so mad that I couldn't, because he was right there. So then the cop, he was like, well, you want to look at the truck? I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, we're both like looking at it. And he was like, look, of course we're an angel. So it's not the cleanest, but we're
it
both.
It was my truck?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me it was mine.
The car seat ain't, Lamar's car seat ain't mine.
I didn't know if you had moved it.
Yeah.
You should have pulled him up out of
there. Yeah, I should have, huh? What'd she just say? No, I was like, it's fine. It'll be all right.
Oh, no.
But anyway, he's like, you know, can you like step on the tire and look on top? Because the cop is looking for any damage whatsoever. And I'm like, nah, I honestly don't see nothing. I said, but you can see this spray. Like, it looked like it was like water bottle or something. Because you can see.
I was wondering why my car looked dirtier.
Shut up.
I noticed.
Anyway, no, you did.
Yes, I did.
Because I told him when it hit, I don't know if it hit the ground and hit something, but I heard glass breaking. Or like on the outside. I was like, there was a bottle, like a glass bottle. But anyway, so I was like, yeah, I don't see nothing. So then the other cop is walking up to me. So that's when I started yelling my profanities at the dude in his car. And I was like, yeah, homeboy, you know, I just said my choice words to him. So then, you know, I explained to the other cop what happened. He was like, as a kid, he's just stupid, to be honest with you. He's like, he said, if you want, you can go ahead and go. We're going to, you know, finish this ticket up and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right. So as I'm getting back in the truck or whatever, I pull up beside him and I roll the window down. Okay. At this point, he won't make any eye contact with me. And I was just like, hey, boy, you're real lucky because you almost damn near lost your life today. And every time I said something to him, the cops would just step back and let me talk.
They didn't give him no ticket. They were like, this tongue lashing he's giving you is what is your punishment.
Oh,
my car.
Yours. The clean, spick and span. He could have threw a bottle in that car and I wouldn't have been able to find it.
My car is not that junky.
Your car is disgusting, Angel.
No, it's
Let's
not.
Let's not even get on it.
It is not. It's not disgusting.
All right, compared to what it usually is, it's not disgusting.
Why you always gotta throw digs? My truck is not disgusting. It is not pristine. It is not clean, but it's not disgusting.
Okay.
You can't give me that.
It's not disgusting.
There ain't a bunch of food in there. There ain't a bunch of trash.
Have you not looked at the floor mats?
What food? Where?
I don't know. It ain't stains because it's now leather and it's black carpet.
What but food? Where?
Everywhere, girl. Do we have an unsponsor yet? Are we getting on with it?
We almost got an unsponsor.
Go out there and open the door and look in it.
I did. I don't see no food.
You need a flashlight?
We gonna go out there.
Yeah, we gonna go out there. You can feed that dog off.
You a lie.
All right.
You a lie.
Okay. We gonna take Patreon with us this time.
It's too dark to go out there with.
Nah, dang, I got a flashlight.
He is a lie. The outside mess. The inside, the trunk has stuff in there that I'm just like. It's got like a diaper bag. Oh, I gotta make sure I ask Melissa about the sweats to see how she says she wanted to move the lettering. The sweats, which is a sample. It's got a paper towel roll.
The back has a bag in it. I don't know if this contents is still in the bag, but it has a bag in it that I got up everything that was loose and filled this bag up and just put it in the trunk. I don't even know what all the stuff was for when I took all the boys out for Marcus's birthday. Because I was like, I'm not putting
the sweats, right? You saw the black sweats?
No, the sweats is independent. I'm talking about this bag that has a bunch of just random paper, everything.
It's not back there no more.
All right.
I'm tell you what. You gonna quit trying to throw me under a bus? I ain't trying to throw you under the bus. Yes, that's what you love to do.
Because you've been out of town, so you ain't been able to clean your messy car.
Let me tell you what had me in my feelings this morning. Going to work and only having 30 gallons.
No. 30 gallons? You fool.
I mean 30 you miles had 50 to the miles. No. It said 30.
It said 50 when I got out.
30 gallons, 30 miles to empty.
You weren't traveling nothing but 12.
That's a lie. I had an audition.
You could have already got gas afterwards. Just put enough. I'll fill it up.
That's exactly what I did.
Well, good. You didn't. I tell you what you didn't have to do. You didn't have to go get waxed or nothing, did you?
I didn't have to go get waxed. You talking about my legs?
Yeah.
No, you already know I didn't have to get my legs waxed because I surely shaved them puppies for you last week with my Flamingo razor. You were all about it, too. Marcus felt my legs last week. He said, ooh, this is not, I'm telling you, we're not trying to hype this up for this ad or nothing. Marcus literally rubbed my thighs. What'd you say? What'd you say?
What you shaving for? I don't remember.
No, you were like, ooh, when you shave your legs.
Yeah.
He said, oh, you were like, why are your legs so soft? I was like, I shaved them for you. You were like, when you shave them. I was like, literally this morning before I got on the plane to come see you. He's like, oh, right.
No, you shaved him the day before, the day you left.
No, I shaved. No, you don't even remember.
Oh, no, you got never mind.
Thank you.
Still, that's what I'm saying. Let's talk about that after this. Go ahead.
I shaved him talk with my it. Flamingo razor, yeah. And my legs felt like silk. Did they tell what my legs felt like, baby?
Silk.
You not going to add nothing. You just
going to be. They feel great.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Pump it up.
Yeah.
These Flamingo razors are ridiculous. And it's not. That's not all they offer. They truly are just the number one in hair removal from your body. I don't like to get my upper lip or chin waxed at salons. Their wax be too hot. It makes my face break out. My face be red. It just looks weird. I love using their easy to use wax kits to wax my upper lip and my chin. It's truly so much easier, so less painless. I don't get the whelps or anything like I would at a salon. Their razor is award winning because when I tell you, you could have just somebody, if they like rub my legs, their hand would have slipped off. That's how slick my legs were. So you can go to shopflamingo.com/quiz to answer a few questions about your hair removal habits. Then Flamingo suggests custom routine just for you. And with the Flamingo subscription, everything gets delivered right to your door automatically, including blades refills for less than $2 a cartridge. And you can adjust your subscription as you go or cancel anytime, hassle free. Okay. So it don't matter if you are just out here trying to be cute for yourself or be cute for somebody that you like. If you want to have smooth legs, if you want to have a smooth body with less hair, if this completely your choice, Flamingo is the place. I promise you, because I've been hairy since I hit puberty, hair removal has been a very big part of my life. Because I have not liked all the hair that has grown in. So I am very particular about the razors I put on my body. I can't be using, you know, people be using the cheap ones that they can get like in a dollar bin. Okay, you might as well have not cut anything. Or you should have just went to your leg with scissors. With Flamingo, you're getting a beautiful, clean cut. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And even their shaving cream. A lot of times I don't be using shaving cream, but that shaving cream is so good. I use it every time. I lather that thing up. Yes. So this is what we want you to do. Do you want to be ready for the smoothest summer ever or smoothest fall ever?
Mm-hmm.
Take the quiz at shopflamingo.com/argue to discover your custom hair removal routines. And you'll save an extra 10% off your first order when you subscribe using code ARGUE at checkout. That's shopflamingo.com/argue.
Argue.
Promo code ARGUE.
Argue.
And now we want to tell you about everyone's favorite meal help service, Marcus, you know the people want to hear you say it.
Plates.
Yes, it is
every plate.
Every plate is one of the best meal kits ever. It's actually America's best value meal kit. The fact that you can get meals for $1.99 a meal, what are you talking about? What you talking about? You're not about to top that. And if you all didn't know this, Every Plate is now owned by HelloFresh, which also owns Green Chef. So you are getting all these amazing options for whatever fits you or your family's needs. Every Plate meals are the price of the same price as one cup of coffee. Wait, where are you going to get that at? Now listen, getting dinner on the table daily can be chaotic, especially during this whole back to school season. Mm-hmm. But Every Plate wants to take the challenge out of that. You know what I'm saying? Because they plan, they shop, and they deliver everything you need to cook a delicious meal at home at a delightful price.
I'm trying to tell you.
Recipes come together in about 30 minutes. And it's definitely faster than a trip to the grocery store and then starting a meal from scratch. Meal planning can feel like one more item on an endless to-do list. If y'all can see my to-do list in my phone, y'all would be like, Angel, what? Every Plate is like having an assistant.
How do you do it, Every Plate?
It is like
How do you make it possible to have meals that cheap and that good?
Okay. It's easy to follow recipe cards, pre-portioned ingredients. So you can spend less time prepping and cooking and more time enjoying good food with your family or your loved ones.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's good.
Every Plate offers changing menu of 14 recipes a week, featuring a range of flavors and ingredients so you never get bored. Every Plate is easy and affordable to cook hearty, delicious, family-pleasing meals. It is 50% cheaper than a meal made from grocery store ingredients. So now is the perfect time to focus on saving money easily. And busier nights can still include home-cooked meals, with most meals coming together in like 30 minutes or less. Okay? So you'll be able to get a breather or tackle the other things you have in your day. So, this is what we want you to do. Well, first, just understand that we're coming up on Christmas, right? We're coming up on the holidays. We're coming up during a time where people are spending more money. So you got to find where you're going to get that money from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Most people save money.
Right. So
by eating at home and cooking at home.
Every Plate is like, we can save you even more money when you eat at home or cook at home if you just let us take that off of your hands. Let's take it off of your plate.
Yeah, for real.
By getting you Every Plate. And the meals do taste really good, and it's at such an inexpensive price. So, this is what I want you to do. Try Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
That's up to $100 value. Again, visit everyplate.com and enter code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
Every Plate, America's best value meal kit.
Thank you, Every Plate.
All right, guys. What's today's topic?
Yeah, so what Angel did do, she went and got that thing waxed.
Well, Jesus.
Right before she went out of town. Angel be having the movement patterns of somebody that's cheating.
How?
Anytime if I go put some cologne on and go somewhere, Angel, hold on, who you going to smell good for? Why you got on cologne? Who you getting dressed up for? But she can go through all the grooming she wants to and just leave.
And you think I'm getting groomed for someone else?
If I'm going to smell good for somebody else?
Unlike you, I wear perfume every day, regardless.
You don't?
Yes, I do.
Come here.
Oh, smell me.
I smell none.
Do you think I get groomed for myself? It's only for you?
Yeah.
You will lie.
Why else would there be? Now, anyway, today I had a different topic, but after a conversation I had with my son right before I went and jumped in the shower, I wanted to talk about what movies do you... Is it mandatory for you to make your kids watch? Whether it's entertainment. Let's just do entertainment because it's like documentaries. Like black people, you got to educate your kids. But like for entertainment purposes, it's like, this is something that I watched as a kid that I watch now, that or as I watched as a young adult, whatever part of my life, and they absolutely have to know this movie, or they do not know me as a parent. Mm-hmm. You want me started, or you gonna start it?
You start. I'm gonna text my boo that I'm cheating with.
All right,
over here.
Tell him start putting in on these bills and stuff.
He is. Yeah.
What are you putting in on?
Shoot.
Let me know his portion. I want to make sure his portion is equal.
Pants. Oh, no. He don't get to live here, so it can't be equal.
He's living in something. He better he better go on and act right. You don't want me to end this thing the way I'm going to end it. Anyway, one of those movies, actually, it's a holiday movie. Two of them, actually. I'll get Christmas knocked out the way right away. One is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the original. And because I grew up watching that, I still watch it every single Christmas. I watch the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas multiple times. The other is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, have they watched that?
I don't know if they had. I don't know. Last year, you know, I was by myself for Christmas. Oh, so depressing. All by myself for Christmas. Yeah, me, my sister, my brother, that's something we always watch around Christmas. And that's something, it ain't Christmas for me until I watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And I'm guaranteed to watch it about 6-7 times.
I feel like they started watching it, but they ain't never watched it. Yeah, no, I think they've started watching it. That's my family's, like, favorite movie as well.
Yeah.
I think the kids started watching
it. Yeah, Angel knows, like, my sister will text me or shoot me a video of her watching the movie and laughing at the so same funny stuff she's been laughing at
for years.
For 30 years.
It's funny. It feels so good.
Just watching, knowing everything that's going to happen, knowing every line by line, and you still laugh at it. But yeah, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, that's another one that I'm just like, y'all going to have to know this movie. I don't care if you like it or not. You're going to sit down and enjoy this, and it's going to be what it is.
You're going to enjoy this? Well, obviously, our Patreon has already named one that's probably at the top of my list. And now I'm upset that I didn't get it in a movie poster form. And that is The Wiz. I don't think... Have you ever seen it?
I think I have. I don't know.
Okay, we might have to watch it all as a family. Starring the movie version stars Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, other black actors.
When did that come out?
Oh gosh, in the 80s?
I know I've seen it. I don't remember it, so yeah,
it's definitely
worth watching again.
So good. The music is great. I feel like Cy and Little Marcus especially would probably like the songs. Probably even Kai. He would probably like some of the like harsher songs and stuff. But that movie, that musical is just my favorite. Ugh, so good. They have already watched The Last Dragon.
Yeah, they watched that. They was binge watch. They watched that movie so many times. Kyle was just like, can you put the movie on the dragon? I said, boy, we ain't watching that movie no goddamn more.
He loved The Last Dragon. It touched my heart. Oh, it came out in 1978. It touched my heart how much he loved The Last Dragon.
Yeah,
can you show me some moves? Oh, I love it.
With his teeth? With his teeth. Oh man, show enough. That's my bowling name. Every time I go bowling, that's the name I pick. Show enough.
Show enough. When they get older, they're watching School Days. Period.
Period.
Period. Real quick sidetrack. So in our loft den / movie room, we're slowly but surely getting it together. We finally got the entertainment center in there.
Mm-hmm.
I had bought movie posters of some of our favorite black films that are, and I got the movie poster size and frame. Mm-hmm. So up there we have Harlem Nights.
Hey.
Which, again, when they get older, we're going to want them to watch. We have Coming to America.
Hey.
Which, again, once they get a little bit older, even though I saw Coming to America when I was
eight,
I was young as all get out. But
my parents let me watch it. I was so watching was I. Friday the 13th.
So was I.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Terrified. They just sent daddy all into it. Look at her. Stupid. Kill her. just fall. What you fall over? She just stupid. She need to die. That was my dad. I was sitting there terrified watching the movies. Now I'm like, yeah.
We have lived. We have Last Dragon as a poster, And then we have what's the fourth one up there? The fourth movie. Oh, School Days.
Yeah, School Days. I thought you started off with that one.
So we have those four posters, but I really need to figure out if I can fit. I don't think we can. Dang it. I really would love to have, and we got another frame.
Yeah.
I really would have love to have the Wiz up there. Because that would really feel like a complete collection. Yeah.
I know what I was going to, the next movie I was going to name. Like, oh, I'm definitely putting that post up, but I have the Funko Pop, so I could just put them on the Entertainment Center.
Oh, Bad Boys.
Yeah, Bad Boys 2.
We had thought about putting Bad Boys poster up.
Yeah, Bad Boys 2 is another one that just like, no, when y'all old enough, y'all going to watch and enjoy this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bad Boys 2, that's my best friend, he's the BJ, he's the godfather to our kids. Him and Tora, the godmother, they got me the Mike Lowry and Marcus Burdett Funko Pops. So right now they're on top of my liquor cabinet. But
yes,
that's what I, because I was like, I'm putting a Bad Boys post up there, but I was like, oh, I can just put the Funko Pops up.
Real quick, I just typed it in the thing. Somebody was saying how the Coronation song that Tisha Campbell performs in School Days is her favorite dream come true. I was at Tisha Campbell's club that she used to own called Zen, and she was like, does anybody know the choreography to this song from School Days, I Don't Want to Be Alone Tonight? When I tell you, I was on that stage within about 2 seconds, and I was like, I got it, I'm ready. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. Oh, she was like, you really know the choreography. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so good. It was just a moment. And you know what else is good? It's Ritual. Ritual is good to have. And if you don't know what Ritual is, I'm about to tell you. Ritual is clean, vegan friendly, bioavailable, premium nutrients, all in a multivitamin delayed released pill.
Mm-hmm.
I just fed you so much. Let me break it down for you, okay? So, if you were to look at your diet, you would see that there are a lot of gaps in it, right? And what do I mean by gaps? There are certain vitamins and minerals you're not getting from your food that you should be, like vitamin D, okay? And also things like omega-3s. Why is that? A lot of our plants are depleted because the soil that we're planting these plants in is depleted, because we be growing things out of season now. We just be growing things for mass production.
Yeah.
So the plants and the things that the animals are eating don't have the nutrients in it that they used to. So vitamins come into play to fill in those gaps, right? Because your body needs all of these things to operate at the highest level possible. So with multivitamins, not every multivitamin is created equal. Ritual is at the top of the list when you think about vitamins. One, they make their vitamins in a way that your body can actually compute it, right? If I put a memory card in this computer, it will read it and tell me what's in it so I can use it. If I put a quarter into the memory card slot, it's going
to
be like,
I don't know what to do with this.
This is not good.
Error. It's going to discard it.
That's the same thing with a vitamin that has a bunch of artificial things in it that your body is like, I don't even know what this is, so I'm going to just let you poop this out because I can do nothing with this.
It's going to discard it.
It's going to discard it. Ritual's like, no, 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 no. I want to give you the things that your body needs, okay? So that your body can actually take it in and use it, all right? And then the delayed release. What that allows your body to do is absorb the nutrients in the place that you actually absorb nutrients in. And that is your intestines. So that the nutrients aren't being released too early where it's not going to be used properly. It's released where it needs to be released. So Ritual multivitamins is doing everything they need to do to allow you to put the best stuff in your body. I'm talking about you're going to have more energy. You're going to notice that you're less sluggish. You're going to notice that you're more focused. At least those are the things that I noticed by taking Ritual, is that I feel more focused. I feel more energy. Y'all be like, Angel, how are you doing all of this? How are you doing all of these things? Ritual. Ritual. That's how I'm doing it. Okay? And especially since I'm about to start with this trainer, I'm definitely about to be on my ritual so that I, as I'm working out, my body is getting everything it needs. Amen and amen. So this is what we need you to do. Right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
And turn healthy habits into a ritual. Again, that's 10% off at ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
One last time. Ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
For 10% off. And just so you know, just in case you didn't remember, Ritual has it formulated for women, men, and teens. So get you some Ritual today. Okay. People have mentioned another movie that I haven't watched in a while, but I do think my kids would like, and that is Crooklyn.
Hmm.
You don't remember Crooklyn?
Yeah, I remember Crooklyn.
That little pretty, oh, that pretty little black girl.
Yeah, why would you want to watch Crooklyn?
Crooklyn is a good coming of age movie. I know it's sad.
Oh, God dang.
He said, God dang. I mean, listen, some people like Color Purple. Color Purple, sad.
I don't like Color Purple. Never really have. I mean, it's not that I dislike it, but it ain't never been like on at the pinnacle that everybody be putting it at for me.
Why did Janine Johnson say Players Club? Nope.
Girl.
No. No, 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 no. Inkwell is a good one too.
The one movie that made this come about is we was watching 2012. That's a movie that came out back in, I think, 2011 or 10, but it was about basically the end of the world. And I was explaining to Marcus back in the late 90s, early 2000s, a lot of geeks like myself knew about the Mayan calendar that was accurate on all these geographical and global events, mm-hmm. not dealing with humans, but like natural disasters. And it was an ancient Mayan calendar, and it was able to predict like all lunar and solar eclipses. And it stopped. I think it was May 25th, 2012 or something like it. And like, it was just like, and scientists was like, you know, the conspiracy theorists is like, this is the day the Mayans predicted everything else. They're going to predict this. And I was just, at that time, I was just like, they couldn't go buy another calendar at Walmart. Like they made the calendar. They had to stop at some point. You know, the Mayans was like wiped off the face of the earth. So anyway, I was telling them about that, but I was like, that's how this movie like came about. Kind of, it was one of the stamps in the movie or whatever. But I know that's something eventually I think he'll be into, cause he's like science like I do. But that was the movie that like just today was it was on TV. I just put it on while I was doing stuff, and he kind of got into it, so I told him what it was about. But go ahead.
I knocked one out of my head. I would want them to see Polly. I do believe it's Polly and not Pollyanna. As Keisha Napoleon, you know, Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good musical movie. Also, I want them to see Neverending Story.
Yeah, Neverending Story.
And maybe even The Labyrinth, even though that was kind of like creepy.
Oh, somebody else just said another one. Clue. Clue's a good one. And the other, the newer quote unquote Clue, is called Knives Out.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all have not seen Knives Out, it is an absolute must see. It's a good movie. That's a movie I've seen it a lot of times. And that's a movie I would just put on if I ain't got nothing else to watch, because it's a good movie.
Also, because I kind of stole it from Blockbuster, one of my favorite animated movies is The Chipmunk Adventure.
Oh my God,
we still own it.
Marcus, I got ready to throw it away.
Marcus tried to throw it away, and I said, you bet not. That is one of my favorite movies. I think Amar might love it. Yes.
Chipmunk. I hate them little high-pitched voices.
Oh, they are so good. Come on to my house. That was the fat woman that loved Dave.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's saying. Would a giggle and a tickle in. Come on to my house. The kids are going to laugh at her, especially with her swinging her butt everywhere. I think they would love seeing Bebe's kids.
I don't know. The animation is so bad. Like, compared to now?
Yeah, I still think they would like it, though, maybe.
They might. Fantasia. Have they seen Fantasia?
What's Fantasia?
The Mickey Mouse movie with the marching brooms and stuff?
Is it called Fantasia?
It's not Fantasia. But they would like Fantasia. It's not called Fantasia. What's it called, y'all? With Mickey Mouse and the marching brooms and all that stuff?
Is it? It might be.
Yeah, they didn't sing Lion King and all that.
But once they became a singer now, it's called Fantasia. You might be right. Once they became a singer, called... Yeah, you're right. Fantasia. It's Fantasia.
Okay, what movie am I... Fangasm?
I don't know. Fantasia is right, though.
Fantasia? Okay, what's the movie with...
Come on.
Anastasia is the one with the little fairies and the tree.
Anastasia.
Is that right, John?
Anastasia movie. This is Anastasia.
I think that's it. Is that what the little fairies in the movie, in the tree and all that?
I don't know. They said, you talking about Fern Gully?
Fern Gully. I'm getting, because I knew I wasn't thinking about, what's it called, Phantasm?
With Fantasia.
The, no, Phantasm with the floating balls and they killing people. That's a horror movie.
Oh, boy.
Fern Gully. Yes. Fern Gully.
Thank y'all for helping
out. I knew I was wrong. That's why I need y'all's help.
He said Fantasia.
Yeah, Fern Gully.
Anna's Lennon.
yeah, Fern Gully. Not Fantasia. I ain't talking about that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think you're talking about this.
You know Fern Gully? You seen that?
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Land Before Time is another good one too.
Is it Phantasm, the movie I'm thinking about?
I need you to stop saying it.
No, Phantasm is the horror, the scary movie.
Okay, yeah, stop saying it.
Why?
Because you just keep saying it. Fangasm, Fangor, Orgasm. Fan Your Orgasm. It's a horror film.
Yeah, the scary movies, I think I'll eventually get them into. I don't know. They ain't really into scary movies. They don't be watching nothing like that no way. That's something I don't be into is scary movies when it's dealing with religious stuff.
Oh, I love it. I love the omens. Oh, yeah.
Omen I can do. But I'm talking about like, what's that movie? Stigmata? Seen it once. We'll never watch it again.
I love it.
What's it called? Exorcism of Emily Rose? Angel thought I was joking. You think I'm playing. I said if I ever wake up or if I ever walk in a room and you are in that contorted position, I'm going to put Angel out of her misery. I do not play when it comes to that. Mm-mm.
I just had a movie in my head and you over here talking stupid. Troop Beverly Hills. I don't know why that, and I want them to, I don't know when they would like a Beverly Hills Cop.
Phantasm.
Oh my gosh, stop saying
it. It's a good movie.
I don't care. I want them to see ATL.
Yeah, ATL's a good one.
It's a good coming to age movie. I'm trying to think of what if. Because Marcus had them watching The Office, and they were cracking
up. They were, especially little Marcus, with his little nerdy... His little nerdy laugh. Because I had it on and they were running around playing and they just happened to sit down and sit in there when I was watching it. And all three of them were sitting there just laughing right along at especially at Stan. I think Stan reminded him of daddy.
Possibly so. I think I don't know if it would resonate with them, but I would love to have them see Sinbad's stand-up special. I remember being little Marcus's age and Sinbad had me in tears talking about Jenny Craig's weight loss system. He was talking about eating a chip and how he inhaled it and accidentally. They said, if you just eat one chip, you'd be able to lose weight. Oh my God, my God. That was, and he doesn't cuss. So. Yeah.
Somebody said, who was that? I lost it. Somebody said Chucky.
Oh, God.
I never liked no Chucky. I never thought Chucky was good or scary.
Maybe the Garbage Pail Kids.
The Gremlins. Garbage Pail Kids, too, though.
Garbage Pail Kids were disgusting.
They were disgusting.
But I mean, they don't really like Cabbage Patches weren't in as they were growing up, and it's also we have all boys, so it wasn't like I was getting them dolls.
Yeah.
But I still think my nasty little twins would be like,
yeah, well, I went into it. Yeah, they would like it. The twins would like it. I just knew of the car, the trading cars, and then when the movie came out, I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I can get into the garbage. I feel
like
we had
a lot of good movies growing up. Like a lot of solid movies that were worth seeing.
Critters.
You like all the little... The Goonies. Yeah, I would love for them to see The Goonies. That thing just gave me all the imagination. Being able to go on a treasure hunt with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does it get any better? How? That one was really good. I'm trying to think of...
Yeah, Never Ending Story. What was the movie? Legend?
I don't know.
With the horned guy, the devil. He had the real big horns.
Legend?
Yeah, I think it was called Legend.
I don't know.
Is 89.
Legend. 85. I don't, it doesn't look, it's fantasy and adventure.
Yeah.
I don't recall this
Tom
movie.
Cruise? You remember, you've seen that dude before.
Uh-huh. Yep, that does look familiar. Tom Cruise was in it.
That's what I just said.
All Cruisey Cruise. Definitely the Bad Boys series, like you mentioned earlier, yeah. Because that was the basis of me in their father's relationship
mm-hmm.
for the first 2 years.
Yeah, Bad Boys and...
Underworld.
Underworld.
That was it right there.
The M2.
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely Mortal Kombat.
Nah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kyle would be into it. Not the first one. I would make him watch the first. He wouldn't be into it. That second one? Nah, well, technically the third one. That second one was Mortal Kombat Annihilation was awful. I still watched it, though, because it's Mortal Kombat.
I have to tell y'all this as we get ready to close. I started doing something with the twins last night that I'm kind of really excited about. You'll see it in a vlog coming up. We were in Chicago, we went to a black bookstore.
Money Pit. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Bought a bunch of black books for me, some for me and my husband as like coffee table books. Bought a bunch of books for little Marcus. I bought a book for Amar. And I bought a book for each of the twins. But then I got another book that was too low of a reading level for little Marcus, way too high of a reading level for the twins, that I am reading to the twins. I read the first chapter yesterday, and they were really into it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, while they were in the bed, they were, like, really... And, like, I asked, I was like, so what happened? Yes, the bookstore is called Semicolon. Somebody mentioned it. I asked them what happened. Kai was like, so the girl's robot was flinging mashed potatoes and corn and pudding at the science fair. I was like, yes. And I was like, we got to find out why it happened. So they're like really into it. So I'm really glad that I started that with them. And so I can tell they love a good story. So I think mm-hmm. these movies they would be all into because they all have really, really good stories to them.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add, baby?
No, I got nothing.
We want to give another special shout out to our Patreon who was here with us through the technical difficulties.
Absolutely. As usual. Not as usual no more.
But yeah.
But they came back.
Yes, they came back. We also want to give a special shout out to our sponsors, Helix, Flamingo, Every Plate.
Ritual.
No.
Plates.
Yes, and Ritual. Please make sure you check them out. Use our promo codes, our links.
Absolutely.
To show them that we sent you there. And again, when you support them, you support us. Our content, most of our content is 100% free for you to peruse, watch, and be entertained by. So we just ask that you do us this solid and check out these amazing. And all of these businesses are great.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
Just thought of another one.
What?
Clash of the Titans.
Oh, that one's not a big one for me.
No, it's a big one for me.
But if you also want to do a little extra, you can join our Patreon and get all of our content early and get some exclusive content and events that we don't do with anybody else. Okay? For the low $5. Well, until next Wednesday, we thank you guys for kicking it with us.
Thank y'all. We greatly appreciate it.
And
make sure y'all come back.
Until next time, y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.